In Denmark, cycling is a serious mode of transportation. One in three residents in the capital of Copenhagen rides his or her bike to school or work, and the city is now building a network of cycling superhighways. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Every day, Copenhagers cycle more than 750,000 collective miles, enough to make it to the moon and back. But city officials want to encourage more people to commute longer distances, so a network of 26 new bike routes, dubbed the Cycling Superhighway, is being built to link Copenhagen to its surrounding suburbs. Lars Gorhardt, an official with the Copenhagen Capital Region, says the routes will be straight and direct.
It will be very fast for people who use their bike. So now the bike is going to challenge the car.
The first highway to the busy suburb of Albertslund, some 10 miles away, was completed in April. So I took my rental bike out to test it.
When you get on one of these bike lanes, you got to move in fast. It's not leisurely biking. This is serious stuff in Copenhagen. It's a parallel world of transportation going on here. We've got the cars on the roads and the people on the bikes, and it's very similar. There are thousands and thousands of people on their bikes here in this city.
As commuters pour into Copenhagen on the new highway, I talked to Kona Endelgo at a red light.
You speak English, I'm with the American Public Radio. Maybe you're in a hurry.
Yeah, but okay.
Endelgo says he used to drive his car to work, but biking is better all the way around.
Gives you more exercise and motion, and it's more free, and it's quicker. When I pass the harbor, I wave to the cars. Yeah.
Each mile of the bike highway will cost about $1 million, and in a country where both right and left-leaning politicians regularly bike to work, it has bipartisan support. Several innovations are being tested, like green wave technology, which times traffic lights to suit bikers, meaning if you maintain a certain pace, you can ride all the way through without stopping. There are also footrests with bars to lean on at traffic lights and a bike pump every mile in case you have a flat. Winding farther out of the city, the pace is slower and people talk to each other as they ride. 33-year-old Jacob Menson is on his way to a water park with his kids. He says Dane's support for the bike highway project runs deep.
Well, the bicycles are a very essential element in the most people of Denmark's life, you know. And we have them from small infants and just all the way up through the ages.
83-year-old Sulva Jensen is using the highway to visit her daughter in a neighboring town.
The trains are so much trouble at the moment, so I thought it was easier to take the bike.
And you, have you been biking all your life?
Yes.
Because you're in great shape.
No, not really, but I'm happy for what I can.
Once the highway network is completed, projections show some 15,000 people will switch from driving to biking. That, say officials, will have a direct impact on the environment, public health, and finances. The bike highway alone is expected to save Copenhagen's healthcare system some $60 million a year. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News.
I ride my bicycle to work each day. It's not so far. It's better for me than my car. I wear a helmet that is made of vintage.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.